This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Welcome, you're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on money control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, the Indian market remained in the negative territory for the second consecutive day as the market benchmark Sensex and Nifty ended lower as IMF's gloomy forecast hit the risk appetite of investors. Let us take a look at the final figures on Dalal Street first. Now, Sensex closed with a loss of 205 points, which is 0.5% lower at 41,323 levels. Apart from this, Nifty also finished 55 points lower in today's trade, which is 0.5% lower, down at 12,169 levels. Now, the BSE Midcap Index ended the session with a loss of 0.2%, but the Small Cap Index ended flat. Now, the experts who we spoke to on Money Control said that the bears continued to dominate for the second consecutive session as IMF cut India's GDP growth forecast to 4.8% for FY20, which definitely impacted the domestic sentiments. Now, further, the global cues also remained unsupportive today as Moody's also cut its rating for Hong Kong. Now, most of the experts who we spoke to at Religare Broking did say that they reiterate the cautious view on Indian markets given the stretched valuation and muted start to the earnings season as well. Now, other concerns than the economy are the unimpressive December quarter earnings and caution ahead of the budget as well, which were at play in today's trading session. Now, apart from this, if you really need to focus on the top gainers in today's trading session, the Nifty gainers included names such as Bharti Infratel, Zee Entertainment and Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited. Apart from this, top Nifty losers included names such as Tata Steel, Mahindra & Mahindra and Tata Motors. On the other hand, if you look at sectors, most of the sectoral indices closed the day in the red with BSE Realty, Power, Metal, Auto and Utilities falling over 1% each. Now, however, the BSE Telecom bucked the trend and closed 2.12% higher, supported by gains in shares of Bharti Infratel, Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel. Now, as many as 223 stocks, including Dishman Carbodynamics, Reliance Power, Reliance Capital, they all hit their lower circuits on the BSE. On the other hand, 203 stocks, including Shree Infra and Indiabulls Integrated Services, they hit their upper circuits today. Now, Havells India and Reliance Capital featured among the 77 stocks that hit 52-week lows on BSE today. On the other hand, if you see volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like PVR, ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company and Cholamandalam Investment and Finance. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Vodafone Idea, Bharti Infratel and RBL Bank. On the other hand, short build-up was seen forming on stocks like Tata Steel, PFC and Berger Paints. Now, there were other whole host of stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Suven Life Sciences first, that fell about 5% in trade today as the stock traded ex-demerger of the CRAMS business with effect from today. Now, shares of tractor major Escorts also fell over 1% after ace investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala reduced his stake in the company. Now, shares of Hindustan Zinc fell 2%, right a day after the company posted a 26% decline in net profit at 1620 crore rupees for the December quarter. Now, after incurring a loss of 2% in intraday trade, shares of private sector lender Kotak Mahindra Bank rebounded to end the day with a nominal gain of 0.5%, right a day after the bank registered a 23.5% year-on-year growth in the Q3 profits at 1595 crore rupees. And the shares of Vodafone Idea surged about 22% after the Supreme Court agreed to hear the modification play on giving telecom players more time to pay off AGR-related dues, which total over 1 lakh crore rupees. Let's also focus on the technicals now. Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily chart. The index has a support near 12,100 and 12,050 levels. Resistance is coming near 12,230 to 12,300 zones, and the current chart structure does look weak, so the traders could use the resistance level to create shorts on the rise, and that's what most of the experts speaking to Money Control are suggesting. Apart from this, Nifty did find support near 12,150, which is an important one, and a decisive breach below 12,100 would be a near-term negative for the markets. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.